KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden's requesting nine figures worth of emergency disaster relief funding in the wake of Hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief. But the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state, he knows how important it is to get recovery aid to those who need it. But he said there is a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through, and they'll start that in earnest. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President-elect Trump is nominating former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy as his transportation secretary. Duffy, currently a Fox News contributor. James Blair, who will be a deputy chief of staff in the new Trump administration, says they'll look at all the options, his words, in getting the president-elect nominees and appointees confirmed by the Senate. This is ABC News.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A concession from Eric Hovde. Nearly 2 weeks after the election, the Republican businessman says he lost and he would not be pushing for a recount.
As a result, and my desire to not add to political strife through a contentious recount, I've decided to concede the election.
The Associated Press declared Senator Tammy Baldwin the winner on November 6th, but Hovde and his campaign declined to concede. In a video released last week, Hovde said he was weighing his options and raised questions about vote totals in Milwaukee, reiterating those questions today. State and Milwaukee election officials affirmed the vote totals and refuted Hovde's claims. Meanwhile, heated conversation at the Wisconsin Supreme Court today over whether or not Elections Administrator Megan Wolf gets to keep her job. The argument here is over statute. The Elections Commission did not nominate her for reconfirmation by the state Senate. But she also wasn't fired, which the commission has the full authority to do kind of whenever they want. So instead, her position is basically in limbo. She and Democratic members of the commission argue she gets to keep her job as a holdover. Meanwhile, Republicans say she should be removed because she was never reconfirmed by the Senate. Here, Justice Janet Protasiewicz pushes the lawyer representing the GOP.
Three members of WEC could essentially keep this appointment away from the people's representatives.
And I think it's just the opposite. Don't you think it's a little fishy that the three...
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yeah, the Packers beat the Bears for the 11th time in a row, setting a new franchise record. Green Bay's Carl Brooks blocking the Bears' attempt to kick a winning field goal. Final score, Packers 20, Bears 19. Matt LaFleur.
Just like you draw it up, right? First of all, got to give Chicago a ton of credit. We knew this is a National Football League. You got to come with your best every week.
College football, the Badgers fired Phil Longo, their offensive coordinator, after losing to Oregon, 16-13. Luke Fickell.
Those guys in that locker room, obviously, they fought their butts off. They did everything we asked them to do. They played the way we wanted them to play and we expected them to play. We just right now haven't found a way to be able to finish.
NBA, the Bucks host the Rockets tonight. Doc Rivers fined $25,000 for criticizing the rest after losing to the Hornets Saturday night.
Go back three plays when Giannis dunks. The whole team fouled him. The whole team fouled him. And it's a no call.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight and breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Rain wraps up in the morning, cloudy and windy through the afternoon, with temps remaining in the 50s. Cloudy and blustery Thursday, maybe a rain or snow shower, and highs only low 40s. Right now it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People. Paul Trebian will be here to talk about the holiday folk fair, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Checking in on the stream. Craig Anthony Knitt says, Pete, this past weekend was very positive weekend for Wisconsin filmmaking, a great festival in Wauwega with Ian, as well as a great one down in the Milwaukee area with Ezekiel. Lots of excitement being generated. That is very positive, Craig. Thank you for checking in. Always good to hear from Craig. And then Sage from the 608 here says that fight on Friday also managed to break Netflix for the rest of us. Sage, I think they could have used you to help fix Netflix, and I'm sure Sage would have because he could fix just about anything when it comes to computers. Yeah, we were talking about that, Sage, earlier on the show, just how, James, I don't know if you watched the Tyson fight, but how does Netflix break? It's like the biggest entity in the world. How does that happen? How do they not see that coming?
You know, you question, you know, and to me, all these IT guys, and I know I'm going to take a lot of fire for this comment, Pete, but it's all a big racket. You know, and they don't actually know what they're doing. And then they get paid a bunch of money and they say a bunch of confusing words. You know what I mean? And then, you know, you're at the Wisco on a Friday night trying to watch the big bout and you get in a loading screen.
I will take issue with the fact that we've had issues like anybody that uses electronics or broadcast. And our guys at Civic Media like are on it and they fix it immediately. Why couldn't Netflix? I don't get that. So
I think they're getting the, so you guys got the, like, the blue collar Wisconsin kids who are like, I'll just get in there and get the job.
Hard workers,
you know? Yeah. They're hard workers and they're competent. They have the coastal, like, the cream of the crop from every major university that have weaseled their way to the upper echelons of the Netflix IT department.
All right. I'll go with that. we have a caller. Bear with us, James. We're going to take a call from Mark, who joins us to talk about something positive in his life, which is our question tonight. Tell us what is positive in your life. We want to know. How's it going, Mark?
It's going okay. Well, so I'm still alive and kicking after in 2019. They're giving me 6 months with a cancer diagnosis.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I just kind of gave them the old attitude. I kind of used the attitude from Game of Thrones with Arya Stark's dancing master said to her, there's one God, his name is Death, and your answer to that God is not today. And that has been my attitude. And you know, since then, rainy days and Mondays, you know, like, do not get me down. That I'm like Karen Carpenter, that, you know, that I take it all, and it just is... you know, deer season is coming up, and who knows what's going to happen there, but I hang my little bird feeder next to me like I've done for years and years now, and the chickadees and nuthatches come and visit me all day, and got that going for me. So it's...
Wow, that is a whole lot of positivity there, Mark. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that, and thanks for waiting patiently on the phone. We appreciate the call. That is great stuff. Thanks so much.
No problem, brothers. You take care.
All right, you too. That's Mark, and we could have used... keep punching, he said, I think. And that's, I don't know if that was a reference to Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, but I'd rather hear it. I like Mark's version better. Okay, so James, tell us about, you sent this great song we're about to play.
Yeah.
Are you in a band? Was this a solo effort right now, or is this with your band? And where can people see you? Tell us all that before we play the song, if you would.
Yeah, I'll try and keep it brief. So this, what you're about to hear, actually, this record just came out. It's really hot off the press. The song, is, I can't take, we recorded it and I, you know, we played it, but it's not my song. It's actually a fellow by the name of Aaron Scholes, who's also in town. I played in a band with him called, it was a cover band called Western Wear in Madison, but he's been around Madison for many years. Really talented singer songwriter, has a million songs that he just has never done anything with, another, you know, just didn't ever get to record them. And so when we were in this band, we started playing this song and I just loved it and was just like, this is a great song, man. You know what I mean? You got to record this song. And it, he, you know, the band broke up and he never recorded it or anything like that. And so finally I was just like, well, screw you, I'm going to do it. So I and I couldn't even remember the song. So like, I was trying to hassle him to give me the lyrics for a long time, but then for whatever reason, we recorded it before he could get me the lyrics. So I just went with like the, all the lyrics I could remember. And I basically rewrote most of his lyrics. And he was kind of laughing about that, 'cause he just heard the finished product. And he's like, how this song has morphed is kind of fascinating, you know, 'cause our version was nothing like obviously what you're about to hear, the original version when we were just kind of playing it together. But yeah, so it's kind of a song that's been translated through memory. And now this is my band, The Scratch Offs. It's an old version of the band. So this is kind of a bittersweet record. The band broke up mainly because two of the guys, one of them moved to California with his significant other. And then the other one had a son and was just kind of tired of the touring lifestyle. So this formation of the band is done. We still play as The Scratch Offs. But we have a new lineup and a new voice. My friend Aditi Devnath, who's a reporter for PBS Wisconsin, actually the news department. So if folks listen or are aware of Here and Now, you might hear her voice and see her on Here and Now on PBS Wisconsin on Fridays, especially. But anyway, she also plays a mean bass and is writing some great songs. So we're going to team up and take The Scratch Offs name forward. And we'll be playing around Madison. You can always catch us at the Crystal Corner, but we also come to Green Bay, the Lyric Room we've played, and that's and friends. So we come up there and then trying to crack some of the other corners of the state as well. I think we've played La Crosse and Milwaukee and Stevens Point, but I have yet to play Wausau or Eau Claire or Superior. So those are also on the list.
You got to let me know when you're in Green Bay. We'll have you guys into the studio. That would be really fun. All right, let's take a listen. The song is called The Night Has to End. And this is from The Scratch Off, James's band, who's joining us here on the stream on Nightlight. Here's The Night Has to End.
Did the clock on the wall read half past?
if I were a texter right now, I would say that song is something positive in my life. That was a great song. I love that, James.
Thanks. Yeah, it's fun to hear it back.
That's everything Closing Time wanted to be as a song, but yours is so much better. That is a great song.
Thanks, man. You get the point of it. It's about all. It's about those people that you meet at, you know, if you're lonely or you ever spend a time single and you're in the bar and, you know, you kind of have somebody that you, you know, it's like, oh man, we've brought each other home a million times, but are we going to do it again? You know what I mean? It's just the ennui of like those nights. That song makes me happy because a lot of people played on that song. That guitar solo is my buddy James Strelo. That kid can play the crap out of the guitar. And the singer in the background harmonizing with me is Justin Johnson. And he plays the drums in the band. And him and I were brothers for these years that this band was going on. And then it's written by Aaron Scholz, and he's originally from Iowa. And the harmony part is real Everly Brothers to me, and they're from Iowa too. It has this like Iowa melodic brothersy harmony quality to it that I find enjoyable.
Dude, this is so much fun. Thank you for being on the show tonight. And let me know if you come to Green Bay, and keep up the great work. Keep creating, my friend. Great stuff.
Thanks. Yep. You too, Pete. Thanks for having me on, and I'll definitely let you know if I'm in the Green Bay area.
Outstanding. All right. That's James Runde. Check him out. And if you go to the Wisconsin Film Festival, most likely you will see James there too. He puts out something every year, very prolific and creative guy. So always fun to have James on the show. Going to the text line, our question is, give me something positive in your life. Steady Eddie says, Pete, while my prediction of Packers 99, Bears a big fat zero was slightly off, the Pack won, and I cashed in big time. And even though Aaron Rodgers now plays for the New York Jets in New Jersey, the Green Bay Packers still, and until further notice, own the Chicago Bears. I think, and you can check my math, Pete, but I'm pretty sure it's 11 games in a row now. I don't need to check your math, Steadfast Edward. He says, amazing. That fact lights up my life. A call back to our Debbie Boone conversation from last week. And this, rainy day and Monday. Steady the Homer, Eddie. Love it, Steady Eddie. We'll read more of your text, but coming up next, after a very short break, is Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Jr. Show here on Civic Media. We're going to talk film noir. I cannot wait. I'm so excited to have Earl on the show. That's coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of Global Allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just, you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back. So great to have you with me on this rainy, yet somehow still very beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin, wherever you're joining us from. Welcome, welcome. Our question tonight is, give me something positive in your life. We're gonna make this rainy, chilly night here in our beautiful state, 75 and sunny, with our positive attitudes. That's what we're doing here tonight. My guest now, I'm very excited. We had to reschedule this guest from last week because he was on a movie set, which is always an awesome excuse. But he is a member of the Civic Media team here. You can catch the Earl Ingram Show every morning here on Civic Media from 8 to 10 a.m. Please welcome. Help me welcome. It is my honor to welcome Earl Ingram. Earl, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just excited about having the opportunity to join you.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I know last time you were a guest on the show, kind of in passing almost at the end of the interview, you said how much you liked film noir. And I was like, oh, man, like I wish I had known that. But it worked out great because I know you talk about politics and current events on your show. So you must be excited to get away from that a little bit and talk some film noir tonight.
You know, I am a guy who my wife gets angry with me at times. Because I don't watch movies unless they're from the 40s and the 50s. And they're all film noir.
Wow.
And I watch them repeatedly because there's always something I missed. And
yeah.
There's so many of them and they're so great. And the actors unparalleled, even the actors of today could not touch those guys in film noir.
And you're right. And it's just, it's a world. It's like you're entering a world that it's almost like an amusement park in a way. I love losing myself in some of these stories and these beautiful sets. And the, like you said, the acting and the just, it's a great way to ensconce yourself in a completely different world. Hey, before we get into that though, what was the movie you did, Earl? And what was the movie set experience like?
Well, the movie I did was Birds of a Feather. And it's a great movie. It's about, I played the role of a guy who, you know, it's my normal life. I was a blue collar guy. And so I played Willie. Willie is a retired blue collar guy. Well, not retired, but getting ready to retire. Who spent a lot of time at the bar with his buddies and some younger guys. And my scenes were all filmed inside the bar. And you know, a great opportunity for me. And I'll tell you something, Pete, excuse me. I never want to do that again, ever.
You mean acting?
Absolutely, because Why? Of 11 hours or 12
oh,
hours,
yeah.
However much time it was, and the repetitiveness of it. I was the only person who wasn't an actor. So
oh,
I have
okay.
to tell you that they had to shoot some scenes repeatedly because because I'm not a trained actor. And it was a little more work than I thought.
Well, that's pretty forgivable. You'll have to keep us posted. When this comes out, we'll have to have you back on and we can talk a little bit more about it. But it sounds like, I'm sure it was a fun experience either way. But so tonight we're here, though, to talk about dames and gumshoes and smoking cigarettes, black and white films, double crosses. How do you define, a big fan of the genre, Earl, how do you define a film noir?
Well, James Cagney, Humphrey Bogart, Edward G. Robinson, Richard Widmark, and James Garfield, and just on, and Fred McMurtry.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it McMurray? I can't remember.
I think it's McMurray.
Yeah, McMurray. Fred McMurray. And,
yeah.
And on and on and on. These great, great actors of the 30s and the 40s. Before my time, but I'll tell you something. I watch those movies. I'll watch them 100 times over and over and over, you know, Double Indemnity.
Yeah.
Little Caesar.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Key Largo. The Maltese Falcon.
Great.
The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, you know, great. And Casablanca. The Petrified Forest, and on and on and on. The Cincinnati Kid. All just absolutely spectacular movies. And movies of today can't come close to the talent that was in those movies and the sets and the movies themselves.
Is the Cincinnati Kid the one, Steve McQueen, right?
Steve McQueen, a great pool shooter.
Yeah, and they're playing five card stud in the movie, which was crazy. And then they would take he faced off one on one with a guy, and I remember he took a break and went back to his room and take a nap. And there was a young kid. I loved that movie. I'll have to revisit it. It's been years since I've seen it, but I love the way that movie ended. That's a great one.
Oh yeah, the Cincinnati Kid, Steve McQueen, a young guy, great card player. You know, Steve McQueen was an absolute spectacular actor who died far too young.
I think died
of cancer in his early 50s, but just a spectacular actor himself.
He was. We got to do a quick news thing. When I come back, Earl, I want to ask you probably what your all-time favorite is, so you could think about that, but also about some of these newer films that I didn't realize were considered noir. I always figure like black and white, like you said, Humphrey Bogart, going back to the 60s and beyond, but there are some newer films like Memento, Devil in a Blue Dress with Denzel Washington, Miller's Crossing.
Yep. Devil in a Blue Dress. Yes.
Yeah. And One False Move, which I had kind of forgotten about. And I just watched a few days ago. So we'll get into some of that, and maybe I'll ask you actually for your top three, and then we could discuss a little more of that too. But great to have you here. Earl Ingram, you can catch his show every day here on the network from 8 to 10 a.m. He does such a great job. It's the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media. After Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed, we'll be back with more film noir talk. We're going to talk about our favorites with Earl. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It lingered until my dream came true. The wind in the willow playing love's sweet melody.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. An update on those coyotes that were spotted on Madison's west side. They've been seen the last 2 weeks. One seemed to have hurt its leg but was healing. The other looked sick, and officials were planning to capture it so they could get it some help. I reached out to the folks at UW's Urban Canid Project to ask for an update on the sick coyote. I just haven't heard back yet. Meanwhile, people still spotted at least one of them over the weekend. That's according to the Canid Project's community map, where anybody can add a sighting. It was walking streets and yards in the Nakoma neighborhood yesterday. If you see a coyote and it seems healthy, you're free to haze it. That means be loud and kind of wave your arm, see if you can get it to run off. You're also encouraged to report it on that map. We've got a link to it at WMDXradio.com. And it's Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why it's so important to think about preparedness now before we get our first big snowfall.
Right now is a time to remember how bad winter conditions can be and how quickly they can escalate. Have a plan.
As always, weather's not convenient, so you may need to travel at a time when the roads are snowy or icy.
That's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
It doesn't take long for frostbite to set in, and it can be deceptive, or your car is not working all of a sudden, and now you're out in the cold, so you're not at home. So those type of things, it's really important to prepare for.
Get a winter weather emergency kit ready and in your car, including blankets or a sleeping bag, extra hats, gloves, possibly a solar charger, and a cord. Don't forget the water, food, and of course a shovel. They sell foldable ones now that'll collapse smaller for space convenience. And snow tires are a good investment too, as they're designed to grip ice better and cut through snow smoother. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We'll have more information and tips throughout the week. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight and breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Rain wraps up in the morning, cloudy and windy through the afternoon with temps remaining in the 50s. Cloudy and blustery Thursday, maybe a rain or snow shower and highs only low 40s. Right now it's 53.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll invite our old friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a report on Wisconsin basketball. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
On tomorrow night's show, I am back in Green Bay, where I welcome the Doctors in Recital, who will perform in studio. Kim Shevchik and the Piats will be there. They are so great. They do such a phenomenal job with the actual show, and they're great in studio, too. And Civic Media's Melissa Kay will join me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Right now, I'm excited to have the host of the Earl Ingram Show on the show here tonight, Earl Ingram. You can check out his show every morning from 8 to 10 here on Civic Media across the network. Earl, so a couple of my favorite films, I did a search, and they do fall under the noir category, and I didn't know that. Rear Window and In the Heat of the Night. Have you seen those films, and do you consider those noirs?
Well, Rear Window, absolutely. In the Heat of the Night, absolutely. I guess.
Oh, cool.
My take is always the black and white, and yeah. And so that's not exactly, I guess now I thought that was it. I thought black and white was part of what film noir actually was. But, you know, when you brought up Denzel Washington's, what was the name of that movie again?
Devil in a Blue Dress. Devil I didn't know that Blue was Dress. A noir either.
It's absolutely.
Yeah.
That was right. You know, in the wheelhouse, but I can tell you, I can watch White Heat with James Cagney a thousand times. You know, I can watch Little Caesar with Edward G. Robinson 1,000 times. I can watch Humphrey Bogart in the Petrified Forest and the Maltese Falcon, the Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
That's a great one.
All of those movies. I mean, what are we talking? The 1930s?
Yeah.
Many of those are almost 100 years old. And yet they're still great movies. And long after you and I are gone, they'll still be great movies. I don't know if that's the case with many movies that are made today.
That's an interesting point. In anticipation of this interview with you, I watched another new one. So you might not, it's not black and white, but, and it's one I saw in the 90s and liked. And then it got listed as a film noir. And it was One False Move with Bill Paxton and Billy Bob Thornton was the writer. It kind of put him on the map. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a really good film, whether or not you think it's a noir or not. And the other one I like that's more current is L.A. Confidential. I think that movie just has everything.
L.A. Confidential is a film noir, no question about it. Anything Billy Bob Thornton does is always a great movie. I'm a great fan of his.
Same.
As well. But, you know, people don't know what they're missing if they haven't seen these great old movies. They are just full of excitement. And I guess you would say that The Godfather would be film noir. All of those would be film noir.
That's interesting. Do you think it has something to do with, like, people's attention span nowadays? Like, you do have to kind of follow the story a little more closely because the writing is so succinct. And, like, I don't know. It's not as cutty as films are now where it's cut, 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 action, this, that. You have to give it – these films breathe. And you have to really kind of immerse yourself into them.
You know, Pete, what I'll tell you is what's really, you know, expanded my love of these films and this genre is the fact that I have something, I don't know what the name of this thing is, my wife has, where I might have, I don't know, 8,000 channels.
Is that all?
So. and then you can go to film noir.
Yeah.
And so all day, all afternoon, all night, 7 days a week, you can see all the old film noirs that were ever, you know, created. And I don't know, I've seen many of them.
So what got you started watching film noirs? Did you see your first one and just fall immediately in love with it? Or was it something you kind of took to over time?
Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah.
Is what did it. And what was the other one? American Movie Channel.
Yep.
And, you know, many years ago when they didn't have so many different options, you got a chance to see those on Turner Classic Movies. And the more I saw them, the more I fell in love with them, the more that I just, man, I'm hooked.
Yeah. I always thought it would be fun. Like, I lived in Los Angeles for almost 15 years, and I really enjoyed it. But when I watch L.A. Confidential, I'm like, how great it would have been to be out there in the 40s before the freeways were built. And just, you know, and I don't know about you, Earl, but I haven't really drank much lately, but I used to love to watch films like that, holding a glass of really good whiskey or scotch. And now that I don't drink as much, I see these characters and I'm like, God, all my favorite movies, they're swilling scotch and whiskey. And I just desperately want that so bad. Do you have something you do when you watch the films? You light a cigar, drink a glass of a cocktail or something?
No, my drinking, I stopped smoking many years ago. I rarely, if ever, drink. Because I, you know, I get up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, I try to stay away from those kind of things, but I will tell you, I'll stay up long beyond my bedtime to watch a film noir movie.
Yeah. Did you see In a Lonely Place with Humphrey Bogart?
I can't envision it, but I'm sure I did.
Okay.
But L.A. Confidential is one of the greatest movies ever produced. You know, Al Pacino is clearly in that arena.
Yeah.
And what's the other guy's name?
De Niro.
Robert De Niro. Those guys, they could fit back in those days. They're perfect. And a lot of movies they've made, I would categorize them as well.
It's funny. Devil in a Blue Dress kept coming up when they would list best film noirs, and it was like near the top. And I saw it in the 90s, and I've become more of a Denzel Washington fan. Like, I've always liked his work, but since he's gotten older, I just think he's gotten better. And it's made me want to go back and watch this, because I saw it in the theater with a friend of mine when I was still a stand-up and working the road. And I remember liking it, but probably not fully appreciating it as a fixture in the noir genre. And it's made me want to go back and watch that one. And the other one.
You really should. I've seen it probably 10 times.
Oh, really?
And if it came on today, I'd watch it again.
What about The Sting? Do you put that in the noir category?
Yeah, The Sting was not as exciting and riveting and action-packed as much as these older movies that I'm talking about. You spend time in California. That's where a lot of these movies were either shot in California or New York.
Yeah. Oh, one of my favorite things was to go see locations where the films were shot. And I did that with L.A. Confidential. But the other one I watched recently, Earl, that I thought was just great was The Big Sleep. Have you seen that one?
Big Sleep, another great movie. I mean, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And you've heard of James Garfield, I take it.
Oh, sure.
You look and see how many movies these guys made. I mean, they made 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, 200 movies, quality movies.
Yeah.
And you look at some of the actors today. Denzel is a guy you mentioned, probably done 70 movies, 80 movies or somewhere around that. I'm talking about, you know, a lot of guys aren't, and he only does quality movies.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the way it was back with these guys.
He said recently, in these Hollywood beats I do every day, he said recently he's going to retire. He's going to do, what was the one? Conrad, what was the movie Denzel said he was going to do? He's going to do Black Panther, the third Black Panther. Then he's going to do Othello and King Lear. So he is going to win another Oscar before he retires on one of those three films, I think. They're just like ready for him to win his third Oscar. He's got a Best Supporting and a Best Actor. The guy is phenomenal.
He just finished Gladiator.
Oh yeah. I can't wait to see him.
Did you see the original Gladiator?
I did. Yeah. I liked it.
This is the first one. They, you know, it took 23 years to make the second one, and Denzel is in it. And that's a movie I'm going to see. I got to tell you,
same.
It's one of the newer movies that I can't wait to get a chance to go see.
He's getting a lot of buzz. My guest is Earl Ingram. You can check out the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media every day from 8 to 10. Phenomenal show. And he's here tonight, though, as a film noir buff. And I'm learning a lot. So, Earl, where do you put Casablanca? Is a black and white. And it's like got all this great stuff going on. And the Rick's American Cafe is like, it's like a character almost. It's such a great. But would you consider that a film noir?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, how could it not be Humphrey Bogart and Edward G. Robinson?
Yeah.
And I know. And what was the beautiful woman's name that Bogart eventually wound up marrying?
Was it Lauren Bacall in that?
Lauren Bacall.
Yeah.
Lauren Bacall. I mean, just a spectacular movie. If it came on tonight, I'd be up tonight watching it too. Whatever time it would take.
Same here. Oh, it's actually Ingrid Bergman. Right.
Bergman. Okay.
I thought it was Lauren Bacall too. Yeah. What about?
Well, Lauren Bacall was in Key Largo.
Key Largo. Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So let's do this, Earl. Give me your top three. If you could only watch three film noirs for the rest of your life, what would those three films be?
Double Indemnity.
Great one.
And that's with Edward G. Robinson and Fred McMurray.
Yep.
It would have to be James Cagney and White Heat. And it would have to be Public Enemy with James Cagney.
Two I have not seen. I have to check those out.
You haven't seen what?
I haven't seen White Heat or Public Enemy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pete, you got to see them.
I will. I will now, for sure.
These are movies when they were very young, before they became great stars. But they're great movies.
I know. I actually have a lot that I still need to see. I've got a lot of these I have to check out. Do you have, are you watching anything, Earl, that you could recommend? You got any binge-watchable TV, whether it's noir or not, that you could recommend?
The only thing that I watch on television is sports, noir. I used to watch a lot of cooking shows.
Oh, that's a departure.
You know, was it Zimmer? I forgot his name, the guy named Zimmer, and then the guy who took his life.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a great chef.
Who is that?
Those are about it, man. I'm locked into not risking seeing other things. I've been married for 43 years, and rarely can I sit down with my wife and watch a movie.
And if she can't find you, she knows you're watching film noir somewhere. That sounds like
absolutely a
good marriage. No surprises. Earl, thanks so much for your time tonight. This was fun. Something I was really looking forward to. And keep up the great work like you do every day here at Civic Media. So great to talk to you.
Thank you for the invite, man. Keep up the great work.
Anytime. We'll do it again. All right. That's Earl Ingram.
Yes,
check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 to 10 here at Civic Media across the network. Conrad, do you have a favorite film noir?
No, I don't watch those, really. You know, I only watch Adam Sandler, so.
Yeah, I don't think any of them qualify.
But I will have to tell, I'll have to talk about Red One after our break.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about Red One, and I'll read some more of your texts. We've got some texts. If you want to get in on the fun, you've got a few minutes still. Give us something positive in your life. That's what we're doing here tonight, folks. Let's go out on a good note. Let's finish strong. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Because you're under strain and you're jumping on. Yes, you're jumping on a fast train. Jumping on a fast train. Gotta go on the lamb. Stuck in no man.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think it is, to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
That's my gym song. But I'm not going to find a Planet Fitness in Madison tonight. It's too late. I'm going to go home and watch a film noir.
It's a positive song. I had to play it.
It's,
you know?
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Andrew from Maine says, Mark, in reference to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Was it Prairie du Chien or Prairie du Sac?
Prairie du Sac.
Or Mark. Prairie du Sac. Says Mark got the city dweller version of cancer and it could not keep up with the country boy body of Mark. Good work, Mark, and keep fighting the good fight. You know, every once in a while it happens, like a texter talks to another texter, and I just love it. It's so cool. It's a community, buddy. That's what we're building here. Yes. Conrad. Andrew also says Netflix encountered the same issue as Ticketmaster when Taylor Swift announced her Eras tour. Best guess is they did not have the hardware to support the traffic somehow. I get that, but oh my gosh. Your Netflix, 290 million subscribers. They should have been ready for that. Carla, Aunt Carla checks in. My positive is just being real every day and trying to understand that you want the best for everyone. And taking that 10 minutes and saying, today is today. What can I do on my list to make me happy and have that 1 minute to breathe? Everything is going to be fine. Very well said, Carla. Carla continues, Earl, you are right on. The old movies are the best. I'm a frequent flyer watcher of Turner movie classics. You know, it's so interesting that Earl mentioned that, Turner movie classics. Whenever I'd come to Madison to work, to do my PBS gig, I would always go to Dottie Dumplings at night, and I'd get a burger, whatever, some food. They always have Turner classic movies on there. And even though I couldn't hear the sound, they never had the sound up. They're so hypnotic just watching them. Like, the way they're shot in the black and white, it's just beautiful. It's such a beautiful genre. Andrew from Maine says, if you keep up Earl all night talking movies, he might make Sandy do the morning show on his own tomorrow. Earl's a pro. He'll be fine. He's probably up past his bedtime, but he'll be fine. Andrew says, yes, Anthony Bourdain. That is the name I could not think of. Carla also, Ingrid Bergman and Anthony Bourdain. And Anna also coming to my rescue from the 608 and saying, Pete, the chef that took his own life was Anthony Bourdain. So tomorrow night on the show, as I mentioned, the Doctors in Recital will be in studio. Very excited to see Kim Shefchik will be there and the Piats, this lovely married couple. The three of them are going to sing. It's going to be beautiful. Promoting the show Doctors in Recital, which is for a good cause up in northeastern Wisconsin. We'll talk about that tomorrow, and we'll have Melissa Kay will be on the show to talk about her new show, Community Stories. She's over at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. It'll be good to talk to my old buddy, Melissa. Right now, I think we're going to do sort of a Conrad movie review. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we have that? Are we qualified?
Yeah.
Tell us what you watched. I'm excited to hear this.
So I went to the theaters on a Saturday to see Red One, actually. And it was a packed house there, actually. You know, I went to Venom at the same movie theater, and there was like four people there.
Did you go to Venom on opening weekend, though?
Saturday, yeah. The day after it came out, I went, and there was like four people. But there was actually a turnout for this movie. And maybe it's because of the cast, or maybe they saw the commercials, thought it looked pretty funny. And
I
got
to
say,
don't know, just to clarify what we're talking about, Red One is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans.
Yep.
Santa is kidnapped. The Rock is in charge of Santa's security detail, yes. And they have to find Santa. So, all right, continue, please, Conrad.
You know, I was looking at some of the reviews on Rotten Tomato from the critics, and I can see where they're coming. Like, it's not groundbreaking. It feels like it's been done before in some form of Christmas movie somewhere. But it's a fun movie. I think I'll rewatch it when it goes to streaming platforms. I think it was fun to go see it actually at theater too. There were some laughing moments, which is cool. Theater was laughing. And I think Chris Evans did a great job in that. He plays he's called the Wolf in it. And he does like stuff for people. I can't think of the word.
Private investigator?
Hitman. But like.
Oh, assassin.
He's like a hitman, but doesn't kill. He does stuff for. I don't know how to explain. I'm sorry.
He just maims people.
But he made the 4-time naughty list.
Oh.
So he's okay. On the extra naughty list.
So the film only got like 33% positive reviews at Rotten Tomato, but the audience score is like a 90.
And,
is it bad review proof? Like, is it that? Because they were a little disappointed in how it did with the 34 million. You know, that's still decent, but I think you're hoping for more. Like, do you think it's like a film people will find?
I think once it goes to streaming, I think a lot of people are going to watch it and be like, yeah, I could add this to my yearly watch.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you can definitely tell because in the beat today that you recorded, you said 200 million, right? They spent on it?
It cost 250 million.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly certain that that does not include marketing costs, which is probably like another 100 million.
I can see where they spent it. There's a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. So what were we going to say?
I was going to ask you if it's as good as Violent Night, which came out in 2022 David Harbour.
Nope.
Yeah.
That movie is amazing. I love that movie.
I liked it too. I liked it a lot. All right. Well, that was good. That's exciting.
I'd say go see it if you can.
All right. We did some good here tonight.
Yeah.
I hope we put people in a good mood. It was great having everybody hang out and chime in with their positive feelings and thoughts and whatever it is that's positive in your life. This was good. And it helped. Driving down here in the rain, I'm like, on a Monday, it's raining. It's like, oh, man, we got to do something. So hopefully we helped. You guys have certainly helped me and put me in a really good mood. As Conrad would attest, I was very grumpy when I got in, and I'm going to leave here singing and tap dancing. So, all right, great show, Conrad. Thank you. Thank you to my guests, Earl Ingram and James Runde, and thank you for all your texts and phone calls. It was so great to connect tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow back on the home court in Green Bay. This is Pete Schwabe on behalf of the lovable Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin. But there ain't no doubt, early down here, we're going to take what the heck out. Well, I'm out.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People. Paul Trebian will be here to talk about the holiday faux fair, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better, the Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation.